Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.410 Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Not one of your chamber-type days when you're talking about the weather situation. But Austin is guaranteeing that he's going to correct this weather pattern, and he's going to talk about it in about 5 minutes.
Putting some bold words in my mouth.
There you go. Feeding it well. All right. Austin up, traffic weather, about 5 minutes here. But let's not hesitate, and let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola leaders wrapped up a child care summit Wednesday addressing concerns here in Northwest Florida. Right now, the city's calling the child care access shortage a crisis. Well, the city says the main issues are the limited number of daycare teachers and then paying them enough to keep them in the industry. Next meeting, we'll continue these discussions on local issues, expected to happen in June or July.
And the city of Milton asking the state to provide it with a $2.26 million grant to upgrade and improve the quality of life for residents and visitors to its downtown area. Milton has placed itself into competition for a small city's community development block grant, and if obtained, the money will be used to improve water lines and construct sidewalks throughout downtown.
Okay, here's number three for you. Another dolphin has died at the Gulf World Marine Park in Panama City Beach. This happened yesterday. This is the second dolphin to die at the park since March and the fifth since last October. State Senator Jay Trumbull called it part of a disturbing and unacceptable pattern. The park also closed unexpectedly and will remain closed until June 3rd.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the executive director of the Pensacola Little Theater has reportedly resigned following questions of disputed expenses in the theater's operations. Sid Williams resigned this week, and the theater's board of trustees is reviewing the organization's finances. The board says Williams' resignation will not affect upcoming productions, programs, or capital improvements, and Williams provided a statement to WEAR saying, despite the financial questions being raised, he remains the PLT's biggest cheerleader and advocate as he takes time for introspection.
Yeah, we'll tell you this. Sid Williams is a very talented young man, and he will definitely be missed. Severe storms running through the area. Did you get those storms in the middle of the night last night?
Yes.
Something else out there, you know. Speaking of wet product, here's the latest update on the water main rupture. Happened Wednesday afternoon, forcing 9th Avenue between Royce and Carpenters Creek Drive to be closed. PPD spokesperson Mike Wood saying the road is going to be closed for several days as repair crews fix the ruptured main. Motorists need to seek an alternative route.
And two Pensacola residents facing charges following a drug investigation. 37-year-old Darius Brooks and 53-year-old Jennifer Beck arrested for trafficking fentanyl and heroin. Law enforcement officers executed search warrants at locations in Pensacola, Molino, and Cantonment, reportedly seizing over 2.2 pounds of fentanyl, firearms, and other drugs. The investigation was led by the FDLE, both being held in Escambia County Jail without bond.
Well, Austin, listen, Senator Rick Scott was in town just a few hours ago to discuss the importance of hurricane readiness. Andrew McKay was there for News Radio 92.3.
Key message, 7 days of preparation, not just three, 7 days of preparation. Also, know your zone, know your home, know your plan. And something that Congressman Petronas emphasized is take your phone out, do a quick video walk around of the outside of your home and the inside of your home, and then email it to yourself. That way you have a digital, not just an on your phone, copy somewhere in case there's a storm, not just a hurricane, a tree falls, if there's any kind of a tornado, anything like that. That is a key record for you.
You betcha it is. They also advise that if anybody comes to your home after the storm, do not sign anything.
Absolutely. Just about 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have several spots of note. Got some backups on Highway 90 if you are traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also had an accident reported on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon. We typically have a lot of congestion in that area anyway. It is looking severely worse than usual right now. Last major spot's going to be the intersection of North Davis Highway and Brent Lane. both roads experiencing backups. That is undoubtedly because of some of the alternative routing due to the closure on 9th Avenue that Chris mentioned just a couple minutes ago. As for the weather, 78 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight with about a 40% chance of storms. We're going to see those chances linger tomorrow where the high will be 88 and the low will be 68.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida sheriff is pleading with the Trump administration for more resources to stop illegal immigration. We have heard this line before, I think, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
All right. Grinnell Scott has more.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said there's a problem with ICE detainment in Florida.
When we have more illegal aliens that we bring to them than they can handle, they're turned back into the street.
Sheriff Judd said local jails can't hold illegal migrants long-term without additional local charges. He told Fox Digital more places to hold them up to their immigration hearing day can force them to make a choice.
They're a lot quicker to waive their due process and leave than sit in lockup for months at a time, or maybe years at a time, waiting to get to court.
Sheriff Judd said the changes can be made by executive order, and he'd be willing to help the president write it. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And a South Florida federal judge deciding whether to hold Attorney General James Uthmeyer in contempt for violating her ruling. U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams issued a temporary restraining order against a new state law that allows law enforcement agencies to capture illegal immigrants. However, Uthmeyer instructed law enforcement around the state to continue doing it. During the federal court hearing today, Uthmeyer did not learn if he was in contempt of court for disobeying the order.
417 News Radio 92.3, for the first time since 1971. Gold and silver coins going to be recognized as currency here in Florida. Governor DeSantis signed House Bill 999 that will give Floridians financial freedom from the dollar. Economists say the dollar has decreased about 90%. The governor says the bill will protect Floridians from the declining dollar by creating an inflation-proof asset.
And, you know, speaking of stuff that Governor DeSantis has been up to, he plans to veto a bill that would repeal a 1990 law that caps damages in medical malpractice lawsuits. That's what he said at an event today, at least, at Gulf Coast Medical Center in Fort Myers. Supporters of the repeal say the law prevents people from getting justice for medical malpractice deaths. DeSantis has until Friday to make a decision.
Okay, after Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. was selected to become interim president at UWF, the State Board of Education next week could potentially consider appointing a new commissioner. Diaz, a former legislator, has served as education commissioner since 2022.
And a new attraction coming to Disney World. The company announced Tuesday its new nighttime parade in the Magic Kingdom will make its debut July 20th. The Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away parade will go from Frontierland to Main Street, USA. It'll be the park's first year-round nighttime parade since the Main Street Electrical Parade ended almost a decade ago.
Okay, it's a little wet today, but the drying out comes, and it comes at the expense of like 5 days of no rain whatsoever, zero in the percentages. I know you're going to go over this with the five-day forecast in just a few minutes here, but as of today, there is a significant number of wildfires burning in Florida, 58 fires burning across the state, covering approximately 26,000 acres. The largest fire is that one down in South Miami-Dade County. It's called the 344 fire. It has burned over 25,000 acres and is currently 30% contained. That is causing a lot of havoc, especially if you're coming up from the Keys. It's just causing a lot of problems down there.
I don't doubt it. And Florida's disaster preparedness sales tax holiday in jeopardy due to the ongoing budget stalemate. Florida Retail Federation President Scott Shalley says this couldn't come at a worse time with hurricane season starting Sunday. He says the holiday saves consumers tens of millions of dollars in tax savings. Lawmakers are more than 3 weeks late in inking out a budget deal.
Okay, a Florida plastic surgeon is facing the death penalty, having some trouble getting a lawyer. Teresa Crowley has the explanation on this.
In Ellis, plastic surgeon Tomas Kozowski has been jailed without bond since his arrest 2 years ago. He was representing himself in a medical billing dispute. After a heated deposition, he followed opposing lawyer Stephen Cozy into the restroom, and Cozy said he began fearing for his life. One day, he never left his Largo office, but a cart with a large object did. Court documents show Kozowski was arrested a few days later with a bloody ballistic vest, paralyzing agents, syringes, brass knuckles, a taser, and Cozy's DNA in his trunk and garage floor. Cozy's body never found. Now Kozowski tells the judge his defense team quit. He can't get a lawyer. The public defender declined, citing a conflict. The judge may be forced to pick one. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you. Some of the hardest hitting stuff happening across the U.S. of A today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America Network of Food Banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
4:24 afternoon, everybody. Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. Well, we're watching the money today. Very unstable. But the stocks did end up. That's the redeeming value here. Amid a lot of uncertainties about those tariffs from President Trump. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher as investors digested NVIDIA's robust earnings report and as a U.S. appeals court grants the Trump administration a temporary stay of the U.S. trade court's ruling that said that the president exceeded his authority by implementing sweeping tariffs. Fed Chair Jerome Powell met with the president at the White House today to discuss economic developments. And according to the White House, the president said to Powell that he was making a mistake by not lowering interest rates. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Amgen, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Goldman Sachs, and IBM. The Dow rising 117 points, the Nasdaq higher by 75, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, you know it. We've been telling you, we've been teasing you. You know him, you love him. He's got the weather and local traffic together.
Wow, what a hype up. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups at North Davis Highway and Brent Lane. Got both streets of that intersection pretty severely backed up at this time. No accidents or anything, just some heavy congestion. Also have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. There was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon, still causing some heavy backups. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 78 degrees. Going to be a low of 73 tonight with about a 40% chance of showers. We're going to see those chances linger on Friday where the high will be 88, low 68. And Chris, you had mentioned this just about 5 minutes ago before we went to break. We do have some rain chances for several days, but it's going to be clearing up on Saturday. Next several days are going to be beautifully clear.
Yeah, it's good stuff there. While we're talking about weather, the National Hurricane Center just sent me this report a few minutes ago. No tropical cyclone activity is expected in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days as we approach the official start of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season on Sunday. Well, today the NHC is reporting the first tropical storm, Alvin, located off the coast of southern Mexico. First named storm of the 2025 Atlantic season will be Andrea, and Eben Brown has more for us from Miami.
Tropical storm Alvin is now formed in the Pacific Ocean, well off the western coast of Mexico and about 670 miles south of Baja California. Its top sustained winds are at 40 miles an hour. The current track shows northern movement, but a weakening over the coming days and losing its tropical structure before reaching the Gulf of California by Sunday. Pacific cyclone season began May 15th and is predicted to be less active this summer. The Atlantic season starts Sunday and is forecast to be highly active. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Americans are becoming more divided along party lines in their support for same-sex marriage. According to a Gallup poll, the divide between Republicans and Democrats on the topic is larger than it has been at any point since the pollster began tracking the issue nearly 30 years ago. The May 25 poll shows a 47-point gap between the parties, with 88% of Democrats and 41% of Republicans saying marriages between same-sex couples should be recognized by law with the same rights as traditional marriage. Last year, Republicans and Democrats were separated by 37 and 34 points. Separated the two groups in 2020.
427 News Radio 92.3. Let's frame this story as violence in the skies. Man charged with attacking a flight attendant happened on an American Airlines flight. Chris DeMeo has more.
The Justice Department says 24-year-old Julius Priester was acting erratically on the flight from Connecticut to Chicago. Prosecutors say he tried to force a flight attendant to the floor and tried to drag the attendant up the aisle. Court documents say that during the flight, Priester stood up, began to take his shirt off, and ran toward the back of the plane, yelling, "Help me!" Passengers restrained him, and Priester was arrested once the plane got to the gate. He was removed by state police and taken to a hospital for evaluation. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And a 4-year-old girl receiving life-saving care at Children's Hospital LA may have to return to Mexico. The Trump administration recently ordered the girl to self-deport. She suffers from short bowel syndrome, which does not allow her body to absorb nutrients on its own. She was born in Mexico and brought to LA 2 years ago. The girl and her family were allowed to come to the U.S. through a temporary humanitarian permission process so she could receive life-saving care not available in her native country.
I think this gets a lot of folks' attention. Senior defense officials are shedding light on the possibility of a U.S. troop downgrade in South Korea. In other words, a troop withdrawal. Fox's Christian Goodwin has more.
Two senior defense officials say the U.S. is not ruling out a reduction in forces deployed to South Korea. There are 28,500 American troops deployed to the region as part of the U.S.'s long-term commitment to help defend South Korea from any attack from North Korea. But the Trump administration is also working to determine what forces and ships it needs across the Indo-Pacific to best deter China from any potential attack on Taiwan and other acts of aggression against allies in the region. The details come as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in Singapore to attend an annual Asian Security Summit with counterparts. Kristen Goodwin. Fox News.
And President Biden's former aides and staffers may cooperate with House Republicans looking into Biden's health and mental state while in office. NBC News reports they are in the process of negotiating transcribed interviews with the House Oversight Committee. Republican calls of a cover-up involving Biden's fitness in office have been growing louder in the past week.
State Department shedding light on moves to revoke and enhance the scrutiny of visas for Chinese nationals. Christian Goodwin back with more.
State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce telling reporters,
there's an interest in making sure that those who are here from China on a visa understand that we are taking our national security seriously and we are looking at their visas.
Noting everyone who is in the U.S. on a visa must recognize that vetting is not a one-time process. It's continuing.
If everything's fine, terrific. But that will be a vetting that certainly continues and is important clearly to the administration.
Noting students who could have their U.S. visas canceled include those with ties to the Chinese Communist Party and those studying critical fields. And the U.S. is enhancing scrutiny of visas for all Chinese nationals, including Hong Kong passport holders. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, get ready. 5 minutes coming up. We'll talk sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. An appeals court temporarily halts the U.S. Court of International Trade's block on President Trump's tariffs. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
It is a win, at least for now, for Trump trade officials. The appeals court said that until June 9th, the tariffs can stay in effect. That is when this is going to be litigated.
The trade court's original opinion said the president overstepped his authority when he invoked the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The U.S. is waiting on a response from the terror group Hamas after proposing a ceasefire plan for Gaza.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt would not detail the plan, but reports suggest Hamas would release 10 living hostages and the remains of others during the 60-day pause. Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and pull back forces to positions before the last ceasefire ended in March.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The city is dealing with the closure of 9th Avenue right at Carpenter's Creek. That's something that's likely to disrupt traffic in that area for several days due to a water main break. We also talked with PPD's Mike Wood about that racing incident that took place on Three Mile Bridge that wound up in a motorcycle not navigating the curve into town and getting serious injuries. And former Surgeon General of the U.S. Vivek Murthy talks about the devastating impact of loneliness in the United States. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola leaders wrapped up a child care summit Wednesday, addressing concerns in Northwest Florida. Right now, the city is calling the child care access shortage a crisis. The city says the main issues are the limited number of daycare teachers and paying them enough to keep them in the industry. The next meeting will continue the discussions on local issues and is expected to happen in June or July.
And number two, the city of Milton is asking the state to provide it with $2.26 million. This is in the form of a grant to upgrade and improve the quality of life for residents and visitors to the downtown area. Milton has placed itself into competition for a small city's community development block grant. If obtained, the money is going to be used to improve water lines and construct sidewalks throughout the downtown area.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Another dolphin has died at the Gulf World Marine Park in Panama City Beach yesterday. This is the second dolphin to die at the park since March and the fifth since last October. State Senator Jay Trumbull called it part of a disturbing and unacceptable pattern. The park also closed unexpectedly and will remain closed until June 3rd.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, champions of the NBA's Western Conference. Good morning, I'm Jared Max.
Now, they'll wait to see who wins Indiana, New York, which will be tomorrow. Well, the final score, 124-94.
On ESPN, Oklahoma City stamped its mark on Game 5 in the first quarter when the Thunder built a 17-point lead and held Minnesota to its fewest points in any quarter this season and fewest ever in a playoff game, 9. Minnesota committed more turnovers in the first half than it converted field goal attempts. The Thunder led 65-32 at halftime. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who won his first NBA Most Valuable Player award last week, named the winner of the Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP. Gilgeous-Alexander averaged over 31 points a game in this series, 34 last night.
Of course, I want to thank my teammates. Without them, I'm nothing. Clear as day. I don't have 124 points by myself. I love these guys to death. Now, with all that being said, this is a step in the right direction, but we have a lot more work to do, and we know that, and that's what we're focused on. So let's buckle up and get ready.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on ESPN. Game 1 of the NBA Finals next Thursday in Oklahoma City. The Thunder will face either the Pacers or the Knicks. Indiana leads 3-1 and can advance tonight. Get this, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, Oklahoma City has the second youngest roster ever to make it to the NBA Finals. Average age, 25.6 years old.
Barkov cuts away from Orlov, slides it across, score! Carter Verhaeghe! And the Panthers go back on top!
On TNT, the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers came back from 2-0 down to beat the Hurricanes 5-3 last night and advanced to the Cup Final for the third straight year. Florida awaits the winner of Edmonton and Dallas. The Oilers can return to the Cup Final with a win tonight in Dallas. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and South Florida, a step closer to having another Stanley Cup parade. The Florida Panthers beat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3 in Raleigh last night in Game 5 of the ECF. Florida wins the series 4-1 to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals for the third straight year. That's what makes this important. Florida, Chris, I've told you before, they've monopolized the hockey market. Florida won the Cup last year. They're looking to become the first back-to-back winners since, guess who, the Tampa Bay Lightning did it in 2020 and 2021. Yeah, I mean, insane.
I'm glad it's a Florida team. Let me just put it, because I am a Bolts fan. So, but I'm glad in the Panthers.
Yeah, you're looking bigger picture.
Well,
here.
The Panthers are our big rival in hockey, actually, in between the two teams. But right. I'm go Panthers. Hope they can bring the cup and the cup can remain in Florida. Let's talk a Major League Baseball real quick here. It's and I like this a lot because you see the NFL doing it in the way of flag football with integrating women's activity. Like, this is for women's softball.
Yeah.
The Major League Baseball is doing this. Jared Max has a much better detail of this operation than I do.
29 years since the WNBA played its first season, financially backed by the NBA, Major League Baseball is committing a major investment in women's softball. According to ESPN, MLB is grabbing a stake of more than 20% of the four-team Athletes Unlimited Softball League, the AUSL. The league is scheduled to open this summer, four teams playing in 12 cities. MLB Chief Baseball Development Officer Tony Regan said, "We think the time is right to get into the space with a credible partner. We want this to be not good, but great." Regan said, "We want to create more opportunities for young women. Now they have something to strive for that's going to be around.
The commissioner of the AUSL is Kim Ng, who in 2020 became the first female general manager of a major league team with the Miami Marlins. Jared Max, Fox News.
And one of the most innovative offensive minds in college football history, officially eligible for the Sports Hall of Fame. The National Football Foundation is announcing former coach Mike Leach is qualified to be enshrined in the hall. The decision follows a change that was made to allow coaches with career winning percentages of 0.595 to be inducted instead of the 0.6. Leach passed away unexpectedly in 2022 from a heart attack at just 61.
Yeah, not many happy faces in Waco, Texas. Today, Baylor University mourning the death of a football player. Jared Max is back with the details.
An 18-year-old college football player, Alex Foster from Baylor University, was killed early Wednesday morning, shot multiple times inside a car in his hometown of Greenville, Mississippi, where the mayor, Eric D. Simmons, addressed senseless killings and multiple shootings of late, saying a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew there is to protect the lives and well-beings of every Greenville resident in light of this growing crisis. He said, "We cannot stand by and let violence rip through our neighborhoods." Alex Foster, a redshirt freshman last year at Baylor, was remembered by the Bears football program, which on social media wrote, "We are heartbroken by the unexpected loss. Our deepest condolences are with Alex's family and all who loved him as we lift them up in prayer now and in the days to come." Alex Foster played in high school in Madison, Mississippi, for St. Joseph Catholic School. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by NAPA. The pros know AC parts inside and out. Anthony Edwards is a phenomenal young player, but everyone is trying to make him the face of the league right now, and he isn't ready for it. The last 2 years, he had opportunities to advance to the NBA Finals, and his squad lost to the Mavericks and Thunder in 5 games. Anna's a bright future, and maybe one day could be the face of the league, but it's time to stop forcing that conversation right now, because the face of the league must be able to win a championship, and Ant's current ceiling is just making the conference finals. I'm Zach Gelb.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. NAPA know-how.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 31 people joining together to sue the makers of Ozempic, claiming the weight loss drug has impacted their eyesight. Jody Goldberg, a Fox TV New York affiliate, just Channel 5 up in New York, spoke to one of those ladies identified only as Michelle.
Michael is calm and composed now, but he was anything but back in April.
One day, all of a sudden, I just had trouble vision out of the right eyes.
The 48-year-old from Suffolk County says it started after he switched to Ozempic to manage his type 2 diabetes. He says he lost 10 pounds, but also the ability to see.
If you close the left eye, faces get blurred. I can't read my cell phone.
Michael, who claims he had 20/20 vision before taking Ozempic, says he was diagnosed with NAION, essentially a stroke of the eye. Recent studies, including one in the JAMA Network and another out of Denmark, have suggested a relationship between the rare condition and taking semaglutide, the active ingredient in some popular weight loss drugs.
And a California man is the recipient of the world's first ever bladder transplant. Doctors from Keck Medicine of USC and UCLA Health teamed up for the groundbreaking clinical trial surgery. It was performed earlier this month at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. 41-year-old Oscar Larenzar of West Covina is both a kidney and bladder cancer survivor. Doctors say that he's doing well 3 weeks after surgery.
Okay, the mental health of mothers is on the decline. Lisa Brady has more on House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A study looks into the mental and physical health of American mothers, and the results are causing some concern. It found the mental health of moms with children 17 and under significantly dropped from 2016 to 2023. They found mothers who reported having excellent mental health declined nearly 13%, while those who chose fair or poor rose 3% in that period. Researchers suggest limited access to care, social isolation, and rising substance use disorders may be contributing to the decline. The study was published in the JAMA Internal Medicine Tuesday. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, on like a single night, when I have a single night by myself or so, nothing better than sitting down at the sofa and eating like beef stew out of a can. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It just brings back.
I'll take your word for it.
It brings back a lot of college memories. I'll just take it.
Fair.
Okay. Well, we're speaking about beef stew, canned beef stew being recalled. Here's more from Sue Guzman.
Hormel is recalling more than 256,000 pounds of its Dinty Moore beef stew produced at a facility in Georgia. U.S. Department of Agriculture says the 20-ounce cans may be contaminated with wood. The canned beef stew was produced February 4th. The cans are marked with a Best Buy February 2028 label, and the lot code is TO2045. There are no reports of any injuries. The USDA says the recall product could be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together. Okay, what's going on?
Well, the first thing, Chris, is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. As for what's going on the roads themselves, though, we do have some backup still on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also have some at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Brent Lane. And do have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for weather on a local scale, 78 degrees, low of 73 tonight with a 40% chance of showers. Those chances are going to increase Friday, where the high will be 88, low will be 68. After that, we've got nothing but clear skies.
I noticed this morning, and we're talking traffic situation at Portside Drive and Tiger Point Lanes in Gulf Breeze. That is the stopping point for the construction that's been going on down 98 from like the proper area east. Well, I noticed they're starting to revamp and bring the machinery in, because starting very soon, they're going to take that construction, taking it towards Holly Navarre down 98. So get ready for some more headaches and some more bad backups coming your way. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All right. Interesting thing. Just interesting. Parts of the South experiencing high temperatures. I know you were doing a local snapshot here. Let's go with a national view. Areas in the East can expect to see clouds and potential rain. Adam Klutz in today for Janice Dean.
A large swath of the country is dealing with summer extremes today. Dangerous heat continues to grip the Southwest, with temperatures well above 100 degrees from Phoenix to Las Vegas. Heat advisories remain in effect. In contrast, cooler air is pushing through the northern plains and Great Lakes, bringing some relief to recent warmth. Expect highs in the 60s and 70s with scattered showers from Minnesota to Michigan. The East Coast stays mild and unsettled, with cloud cover and passing showers stretching from the Mid-Atlantic through New England. And finally, out west, fire danger remains elevated in parts of California and Oregon due to dry conditions and gusty winds. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. The Trump tariffs have been reinstated by an appeals court for now. Earlier in the day, the Trump administration said it could ask the U.S. Supreme Court as soon as tomorrow to pause a federal court ruling blocking many of those reciprocal tariffs. Shares of Salesforce are down slightly in after-hours trading, despite topping Wall Street's fiscal first-quarter estimates. Salesforce's results come after the company announced its intent to buy Informatica for $8 billion. The U.S. now has more than 6 million liquid millionaires, according to a Henley & Partners and New World Health report. That marks a 78% increase over the past decade. The S&P 500 ticking higher today, with the Dow up 117 points and the NASDAQ gaining 74. U.S. crude oil futures for July delivery are falling roughly 1.5% below 61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 448 News Radio 92.3. Thinking about doing the house buying or house selling journey? Mortgage rates slightly higher today, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.98%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.25%. And the inaugural Reagan National Economic Forum kicked off today in Southern California. Tanya J. Powers there.
The first ever Reagan National Economic Forum is expected to bring together leaders from the private sector, government, and academia. The schedule includes live podcast tapings and panel discussions on topics like AI, energy, trade and tariffs, and housing. Speakers include Energy Secretary Chris Wright, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, Andreessen Horowitz co-founder Mark Andreessen, former House Speaker Paul Ryan, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, and Fox Business Channel anchor Maria Bartiromo. The event is being held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. To attend virtually, register at ReaganFoundation.org under events. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And more Americans than expected found themselves seeking first-time unemployment benefits from the government last week. The Labor Department says it received 240,000 initial filings in the week ending May 24th. That's a jump of about 14,000 from the week prior and more than the 230,000 most analysts had forecast.
Okay, the Transportation Department holding the Great American Road Trip Expo today. Grady Trimble has more from Washington, D.C.
The Department of Transportation is encouraging Americans to take their own Great American Road Trip in the build-up to America 250, celebrating 250 years of American independence. And to do that, we are essentially at the doorsteps of the DOT HQ right in the middle of D.C., and they have essentially a makeshift auto show here with all sorts of vehicles lined up, 40-plus vehicles here, plus RVs, to encourage Americans to get out on the road. And as part of today's announcement, the DOT is going to put out a list of 250 landmarks, monuments, national parks.
Okay, a lot of movers and shakers out on the road today. If you notice, a lot of these stories coming in, people out there on scene doing these different conferences. Well, right. Vice President Vance discussing the future and importance of digital assets. He's at the Bitcoin meeting. Christian Goodwin has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance telling tens of thousands in Las Vegas.
We want our fellow Americans to know that crypto and digital assets, and particularly Bitcoin, are part of the mainstream economy and are here to stay.
Calling on Congress to pass the Genius Act.
Dollar peg stablecoins, particularly once Genius is enacted, is only going to help the American economy, and it's only going to help the American dollar.
Noting the Trump administration will then move to enact a transparent and tailored regulatory framework for digital assets.
One that's pro-innovation and fully incorporates crypto into the mainstream economy.
Stressing it's already ending the weaponization of federal regulation against the crypto community. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes. A bit more of a frivolous end to this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 at AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Today's pop culture news.
All right, 4:54, News Radio 92.3. Smokey Robinson has filed a countersuit against his sexual assault accusers. Michelle Polino has a pretty good explanation for us.
Smokey Robinson and his wife Frances have filed a $500 million countersuit against four women who accused the Motown legend of sexual assault earlier this month. In court documents filed Wednesday, the Robinsons alleged defamation, slander, emotional distress, invasion of privacy, and financial elder abuse. The cross complaint claims the women, former housekeepers, accepted thousands of dollars in help from the couple over the years, including cash, clothes, dental surgery, and even a car, while secretly plotting an extortionate plan. The responses come 3 weeks after the women sued Robinson for sexual assault, battery, and rape. His attorney has also filed a motion to dismiss the original suit. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
4:55, heads up Pensacola. Austin Price, looking at that weather. Local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Those are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. You can go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code RADIO and get an extra 5% off. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, our worst problems are going to have to be Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also, still have some backups on Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Brent Lane. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Going to have a 40% chance of thunderstorms this evening that will bleed into your Friday. Luckily, Friday will be the last rainy day for the foreseeable future, though.
Yeah, I want to tell you right there at the going to Garson, I think that's State Road 231, and then the Gulf Breeze Expressway. Right there at that intersection is where all the problems are. That major construction at that intersection. Take along the patients this afternoon. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Okay, listen, Victoria's Secrets, yeah, you know, you're in the mood to go out and maybe buy a gift for a young lady or so.
A special someone.
Yeah, maybe some lingerie, things like that. Victoria's Secrets, well, if you went to their website, it was dark. And there, it was after, they're calling it a incident. It actually prompted the company to completely shut down U.S. online operations. They must have known something that we weren't, you know, privy to knowing about.
Maybe.
Well, maybe Jill Nato has more in this report.
If you wanted to go to the Victoria's Secret website, you got a message saying, "Valued customer, we identified and are taking steps to address a security incident." The message then directed people to head to the brick-and-mortar Victoria's Secret and Pink stores. The company told Fox third-party experts are engaged, and we took down our website and some in-store services as a precaution. The company's digital sales are a big deal. They brought in $2 billion, or about one-third of its total revenue in 2024. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And millennials and Gen Z. Chris, this kind of surprised me.
I'm waiting for this one.
Millennials and Gen Z are Googling basic life skills in record numbers as they move into adulthood. The search engine told Axios questions for things such as how to use a mop, how to set up auto pay, how to do oil change are at all-time highs this year. Studies point out that schools are dropping classes like home ec that train students in practical life skills. Some of these I get. The whole oil change thing, I get that. How to set up auto pay, that may just be something you just kind of like learn, you know, when it comes to your digital banking. How to use a mop kind of took me by surprise, though.
I got a degree in ironing. I know. Well, listen, do take advantage. If you can learn something, do it.
It's yeah.
Take it for the rest of your life. False alarm. They frame this story as stoned hikers call for help.
My goodness.
Okay, false alarm. Hikers in New York's Adirondack Mountains had a little problem. CJ Papa has more.
Two New York hikers called State Forest Rangers believing their buddy had died on a trail near the Cascade Mountains, telling authorities they were lost. A ranger found the pair quickly, figuring out they were in an altered mental state. It was later determined they were high on mushrooms. Meantime, the friend they thought was dead also called park officials. He was found alive and completely uninjured and was guided back to the group's campsite. Park officials ended up having to call an ambulance not for an alleged dead hiker, but for the pair that was stoned. CJ Papa, Fox News.
You see, Cheech and Chong is alive and well.
I think we found the people that are Googling how to use a mop. My goodness.
Dave's
what is wrong
not here,
with,
man.
What is wrong with people? The original cast of Broadway's Hamilton aren't throwing away their shot at a reunion. Stars Lin-Manuel Miranda, Philippa Sue, Leslie Odom Jr., and David Diggs will be among those taking part in an anniversary performance at the Tony Awards next month. The 78th annual Tonys will be held June 8th.
Okay, Montgomery continues to dominate Pensacola. Wednesday, Biscuits blew out the Wahoos 3-1. Wahoos now below 500 ball. 23-24 in the season. They're playing tonight again. Hey, thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. We're back in 12 minutes. Come on.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.